13:15 South African time. If you just join us, welcome to it, man. As we get ourselves ready and prepared to vote for the 2026-2027 local government elections. Now, the 2026-2027 local government elections are, of course, preparing, in fact, approaching, and IEC is hard at work ensuring that every eligible citizen is informed, educated, and empowered to participate in our democracy. So today we are joined by June. She is from the IEC to discuss the various programs and initiatives they are rolling out across the country to prepare votes for the upcoming elections. June, good afternoon. Welcome to Casey. How are you?
Hi, good afternoon, Jason. Thank you for having us.
Lekker, man. Tell me, how's your day going?
Very hot in fall, but we need to survive the heat.
Definitely. The 2026-2027 local government elections is on the horizon. What is the IEC currently doing to prepare for votes?
Yes, Jason. So the IEC is actively implementing its comprehensive civic and democracy education programs nationwide. Then our focus is on meeting communities where they are through face-to-face engagements, through workshops, community events, and multimedia campaigns. This is now to ensure that all citizens have the information they need to participate meaningfully for the upcoming local government elections of 2026-27. The IEC has deployed a total of 834 municipal outreach coordinators, we call them the MOCs, across the country to serve as the critical link between the IEC and the communities outside. Then, especially those that are marginalized or hard to reach.
All right, so tell me quickly, who are these municipal outreach coordinators and what do they do?
Our municipal outreach coordinators are the heartbeat of our community outreach and engagement programs. They provide in-person information and education to communities on election-related matters, from voter registration to candidate nomination and special votes, as well as accounting of votes, elections results, and how these translate to seat allocations in the legislatures. They also organize community events and run workshops, always with cultural sensitivity and in languages that communities understand. The purpose of this is to build trust, to empower our citizens with the knowledge, and to build confidence in the electoral process so they can participate meaningfully in the upcoming elections.
All right, and what specific programs does the IEC have to reach young people?
So the young people are a priority for us as the IEC. So we have two flagships programs currently. We have the tertiary institutions campaign, which we call the TIC, running from February this year to September 2026, where we visit universities and colleges to engage students directly on matters related to electoral democracy. Then we also have the program, the School Democracy Program, the SDP, which will commences now in April 2026 until September 2026, which introduced civic and democracy education to the learners at the different schools within the municipalities. Then we have the MEETS, which we call the youth who are no longer in the education system and are neither working nor receiving any training. Will be specifically targeted in June, those youth groups, although they are part of the broader community outreach programs. Then we have the digital campaign. This is a continuous campaign aimed at reaching audiences across various digital platforms. The multimedia approach helps us to connect with the young people in all communities through SABC radio, community and campus radio, as well as television and social media. Then our goal is to be present wherever youth and the wider community seek news and information. The campus media, we also use campus media and our digital platforms to reach the young and first-time voters where they are.
All right. Are there any materials created to support this youth campaign?
Yes, absolutely. We have developed a comprehensive collection of digital content focused on engaging youth in topics related to electoral democracy and elections. These materials include animated videos, the entertainment social media content, and we have a WhatsApp chat box. Additionally, we have created a comic book that celebrates over 30 years of democracy, which will be distributed through the various activations. Then our content is fun, and it's easy to understand, and it's shareable.
Perfect. Not everyone has access to the internet or social media, as we know. How does the IEC reach those communities?
You raise an important point, Jason. That's why our mass programs are so essential. Throughout 2026, from January to December, our 834 municipal outreach coordinators will be conducting face-to-face community-based events across the country in the language spoken by those communities. We also partner with community structures that people trust, like the traditional leaders, the faith-based organizations, and civil society groups. This is to ensure our message reaches every corner of every community. Research tells us that people trust information from friends, family, and word of mouth. Our approach builds on these trusted networks.
I also see that the IEC is using radio like us, KC107.7, and TV. Can you tell us about those campaigns?
Radio remains one of the most trusted and accessible media platforms, especially community radio stations like this one, Radio KC. Now, for the upcoming local government election, we are running a number of community radio campaigns, including from August 2025 through all the way through to January 2027, with 30-minute interview slots at over 150 community radio stations nationwide, featuring local IEC officials who understand local issues. We also have TV and radio campaigns on SABC and commercial stations running from March to December 2026 to reach a broad audience with the important electoral information. This is to enhance the participation of the electorate in the upcoming municipal elections. Then in June, we will be reaching out specifically to that students who is no longer in the education system, the youth not employed, unemployed, or training, as they form part of the important part of the youth of this country and the electorate.
All right, so what about digital platforms? How is the IEC using technology?
We are embracing technology to make voting information more accessible. Our civic and democracy education digital campaign runs from March to December 2026 across social media platforms like Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube. We are excited about the WhatsApp chat box. Listeners can send the word hi to 0600 88 00 00 and get instant answers to their questions about registration, voting, and many more. This service complements our existing SMS and online services. Our online voter registration portal remains available for first-time voters to register and for registered voters to update their registration details, which can also be accessed on registertovote.elections.org.za.
Now, the IEC works with many partners, as we also know. What are some of these stakeholders?
Yes, democracy is a multi-stakeholder project. So collaboration is key to our success as the IEC. We are engaging with a wide range of stakeholders to ensure no one is left behind. These include our disability sectors, to ensure accessibility for all traditional leaders who are gatekeepers in many of the communities, and then also civil society organizations and faith-based organizations, which plays a vital part of our communities, in our communities. The youth briefings now in June 2026 to hear directly from the youth, from the young people, labor, agriculture, and business sectors. Then we also partner with mobile network providers as well as sports and cultural sectors and government departments.
All right. What about voters with disabilities? How does the IEC ensure they are included?
Okay. So we as the IEC try to we want to include all voters, especially voters from the disability sector. And this is also part of our mandate. We have dedicated stakeholder engagement with specifically the disability sector. These engagements will continue until the upcoming elections. We work closely with organizations representing persons with disabilities to ensure our programs, materials, and voting stations are accessible to all SA citizens, including people living with disabilities. Then also to ensure that every eligible voter can exercise the constitutional right to vote with dignity and without barriers, we have developed a voting aid. We call it the Universal Ballot Template, the UBT, to assist persons with disabilities and special needs to have an independent and secret vote during the elections. Additionally, our municipal outreach coordinators are trained to provide accessible services, information, and education to our communities, including persons with disabilities. A total of 52 out of the 834 municipal outreach coordinators will be recruited from the disability sector.
Beautiful. How can listeners verify the registration status or find more information?
It's simple. Listeners can visit our website, www.elections.org.za, to check their registration details and also to find their voting station. They can SMS the ID number to 32810 to receive their voting station address, and it's we charge like 150, sorry. Then they can also call our contact center at 0800 11 8000. It's toll free from weekdays from 8 till 5. And then they can also visit the local IEC office during office hours or use the WhatsApp chat box at 0600 88 0000.
All right. What are the core values that guide IEC officials when they engage with the public?
That's an excellent question, Jason. In all our interactions, the municipal outreach coordinators and all IEC officials must uphold five core values. Impartiality. We serve all citizens equally without favor. Integrity. We are honest and ethical in all we do. Accountability. We take responsibility for all our actions. Transparency. We are open about our processes. We have nothing to hide. And responsiveness. We listen and we respond to the needs of the public. Then these values are essential for building and maintaining public trust, especially in the era of disinformation.
All right. What is your final message to our listeners today?
The 2026-27 local government elections are your opportunity to have a say in who represents you in your municipality, your ward councillor, as we are going to elect new ward councillors. These are the leaders who decide on the services in your community, the water, electricity, roads, and waste removals. Listeners, voters out there, our communities must get informed, get registered to vote, and get ready to vote for the upcoming local government elections. Then the IEC, we are here to serve everyone, to empower the citizens with information and to ensure our elections are free and fair. Then everyone should gear up to vote in the local government election. It's going to be exciting. It's our democracy. It's our communities. It's your future out there. And we should own it. And remember to vote at the polling place where you are registered as we are gearing up for the local government elections.
In closing, how can listeners get in touch with the IEC?
For more information, Jason, listeners, keep in touch with us or follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at IEC South Africa. They can WhatsApp hi to 0600880000. They can visit the website www.elections.org.za, or they can email info@elections.org.za, or they can contact the call center at 0800 118 1000, which is toll-free.
There we go, as we get ourselves ready to vote for the 2026-2027 local government elections. June, thank you so much for your time. Truly appreciate you, and you may have an absolutely amazing day.
Thank you, Jason, for having me. Have an absolutely amazing day too.
There we go. And just like that, we break away for some music right here on Lunch with me, Jason Lottering.